Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, it's 8 o'clock or 8:04 on Saturday the 29th. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 6, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Anita Nelson, thanks a lot. Great job. Here with Sherry Hara now.
Good morning.
From Plants for All Seasons, right there on 249.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm good. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. Great day to get out there, do some digging.
Yeah, and it's not so hot.
Drop your daughter off at camp.
Oh, that would be
drive
a dream.
Back. Yeah, that would be a dream. No, I hate it when they're gone at camp for a week and
right.
You don't have to get them to do stuff. No, anyway, Home Show Garden Pros, you're here.
I'm here.
I'm here. We're ready to talk gardening. So our whole goal is to help you improve your gardening game, whether it's battling Bermuda in your lawn, or maybe you're seeing some dollar weed, or maybe you're like, what's dollar weed? Whatever the problem is, we can help you out. 713-572-4610. That's our goal here. Our goal is to do that. I'm going to try to play a little game later on about summer vegetable gardening.
Okay.
It's going to be called we'll do it right here after this break, unless we get a caller, and then we'll have to push it back a little bit more.
Okay.
But it's called Hotter Than a Pepper Sprout.
Uh-huh.
Summer Vegetable Gardening.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's just –
that's
it. I want you to frame in your mind that that's the game that we're going to be playing.
Okay.
But until then, you know – you guys, give us a call, 713-572-4610, and we will help you solve your issue as best we can.
Sounds like a plan.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
It starts in dark, damp places. Creeping mildew, algae, and fungus. Coating driveways, patios, bricks, and siding. Damaging your home. Stop the creep in its tracks with SoftWash. Low-pressure washing. Call Tom's Certified Home Show Pro, Clean and Green Solutions. Clean and Green Solutions SoftWash methods remove mildew, fungus, and oxidation. Protecting your paint, leaving your home pristine and clean. Stop the creep. Save your home. CleanandGreenSolutions.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. We have lots of beautiful color this time of year, and it's a great time to spruce up outdoor pots for 4th of July company coming over. We've got all the things that you need to keep your pots looking good during the heat. Every Friday, we've got fun summer Fridays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on out, and we'll have somebody on hand to help you set up your custom pot, fairy garden, or terrarium. Lots of pretty things to put in them. And the soil is on us. Free soil for your pots. Bring yours in or buy one here. Either way, we'll help you out. Now is a great time of year to apply a new layer of mulch to your beds to keep the moisture in and protect all your plants from the summer heat. I know you're not thinking about it, but now is the time to plant pumpkin and tomato seeds so you can have them ready just in time before the cold weather hits in the fall. When you're out in the yard in the evenings, don't forget to look out for pests and diseases. You're not sure what they are. Give us a call and we'll help you diagnose them. Come visit us. Enchanted Gardens is located convenient to Cinco Ranch in Richmond at the corner of 723 and 359. Enchanted Forest is convenient to Sugar Land in Greatwood on FM 2759. Find us online at myenchanted.com. Now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks, Joey. Great job. We're on Sports Radio 610. Danny Milliken here with Sherry Hara.
I'm here.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, see, I told y'all. And here she is. 713-572-4610. If you've got any gardening questions, that's how you get in touch with us. You can also send us an email. Mm-hmm. You go to homeshowgardenpros.com, and there's the Ask a Pro button. Click on that. And then, you can ask a question, send a picture. But we're here now doing live radio, and, you know, Calling is the best. 713-572-4610. Okay.
Okay. Hotter than a pepper spray.
That's right. Okay. So, yeah, Cherry obviously is interested in our game that we're playing.
Yes.
I heard a Johnny Cash impersonator singer or tribute singer singing, I'm going to Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's saying, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper spray. And I was like, oh, what a great idea because it's so hot outside.
Yes.
And we're gardening. So, really, what should we be doing now that it's so hot in our veggie garden?
Okay. So, there's lots to be doing right now.
So true.
Like in my vegetable garden, I still have tomatoes. And we've still had a few cooler nights, right?
Yeah.
And I know you're saying it's hot.
I don't know if you...
But it's actually pretty cool.
Sure.
For us.
Yeah.
Going into the beginning of July.
Right, right.
So I have noticed I still have fruit setting. I do have some of my mature tomatoes. If you don't pick them soon enough, they're splitting.
Okay.
Because of the heat, right?
Right, yeah.
So pick them early. And watch nighttime temperatures.
Let me ask you about fruit setting.
Mm-hmm.
What, because that sounds like an indicator mm-hmm. for keeping the tomato around.
Yes.
So what are some weather things I'm looking for? What are plant signs that this is still happening?
So if your plants still look good.
Okay.
And they're blooming and our nighttime temperatures are below 76.
Okay. All right.
Then we should still have fruit setting. And when I say fruit setting, a lot of people look at me like I'm weird. Like, what does that mean? It means you're actually making fruit, right?
Yeah, the flowers are turning
flowers
into tiny tomatoes.
The flowers are getting pollinated and turning into tomatoes.
Right.
But when we get over that 76 degrees, they shut down.
Okay.
They at nighttime, not daytime temp, nighttime temp. They shut down and stop. So why have a big bushy? I mean, my tomato garden is, you can't even see the ground. There's
sure.
so much foliage.
Right.
And so once I'm done with fruit set and done harvesting what's on there, then I will remove and start new ones
okay.
in the heat of the summer, right?
So that's our hotter than a pepper sprout tip with tomatoes.
Yes.
Is I need to pay attention to nighttime temperatures.
Nighttime temperatures.
And I do want to keep a good eye on my tomatoes themselves to make sure they're still looking healthy.
Yes.
Are there any kind of pests I should be looking out for right now?
Well, this is my theory. If a pest gets your tomatoes this late in the season, it's not worth spraying.
Right.
I don't spray anything
sure.
in my vegetable garden. So I just kind of keep – I'm starting to see a little leaf-footed bug action. So that's hand removal, really. Take
not
down garden
those.
Spray. Yeah, take down garden spray works effectively for those.
Okay.
But to me, you just kind of have to look at how much am I going to spend on this tomato that's just about done anyways.
No, right, right. One you might see is the tomato hornworm, tobacco
yeah.
hornworm.
Yeah.
And they're just eating the leaves, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing any spraying or whatever, some birds will get those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mockingbirds, blue jays, grackles, they all love those.
Yep.
Some of the birds you see often. So.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Well, that was the tomato version of hotter than a pepper sprout.
Yes.
And we're going to take our caller here, Steve. Steve, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I spoke with you all several months ago about my grass in my backyard and trying to get a contractor to do some grade changes. Anyway, well, I was successful months ago to get it done, and then it started dying.
Mm-hmm.
And been adding Medina products and so forth, and I called again, and we had an issue with some of the grass, different grasses coming in and weeds coming in, and we discussed compacted soil and different issues like that.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to fight that. Well, then they ended up having to replace half of it again.
Okay.
And went through and went with Moss Nursery. Their soil, we mixed in their potting soil and so forth that they recommended in with the soil. And it turned out, here's the kicker. I was sitting there one day and a friend of mine had told me about chinch bugs and I hadn't even thought about it. So I did the water test with a bucket, you know, cut the bucket off, pushed it in 3 inches and filled it full of water.
Mm-hmm.
Them little buggers were swimming like they were in the Olympics, man. Mm. There was a dozen of them in there in a matter of seconds. So My question for you this morning is, I've already treated with, I think it's called diazepine or diazamine or something like that. It's a chemical that you apply, attached in your hose and spray on your backyard.
Triazicide.
Okay, thank you very much. But what do you guys, that was my initial, because it was on a Sunday. I looked up different chemicals on Google, and that's what popped up, and it was right there at the Ace. So is there, you think that's enough, or do you think that I should come back? It's been almost a month ago.
And how is it recovering?
Well, right now, I mean, the grass is going to take time. You know, it's only been a month. We've had a lot of rain. And, I mean, I can see some new growth, but, I mean, other than doing the test again.
Yeah.
And doing the test, you know, several times around the area that is having trouble, you know, maintaining its growth.
Yeah.
So, you know, and just keep doing, you know, if I see activity.
Then treat.
Basically treat it symptomatically. If the symptoms are still there, treat it.
Yes. I don't like to just go spray unless we have an active infestation. And so you've sprayed. They're pretty easy to get control over. And triazicide works just fine.
Okay.
The long-term solution would be make sure that we take all the stress off the grass. You know, usually that stressed out areas are where we get chinch bugs. Now, when did you get the chinch bugs? A month ago?
No. I've been calling about, it started out where over a year ago I took out a patio.
Yeah.
A flagstone patio, and then had grass put there.
Okay.
And then it didn't survive. And then, but then the crabgrass came in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about that, compacted soil and so forth. So it ended up, we just ditched all that grass, took it out, took another 2 inches of soil out, did improvement on drainage.
Yeah.
And improved drainage to my existing French drain. And then, like I said, took an inch of the potting soil that Moss has, it, and we took a rake and blended it in with the existing soil.
Yeah.
And then put the new on there. Half of it is doing okay. The other half is just struggling. And that's where where I went and checked for those things. And those guys, there was a dozen in a 4 foot, four inch circumference.
Yeah.
It was a small bucket.
No, they're definitely tiny things. I don't know too much about Moss's soil. I really don't know very much about what they're selling. Down there, I do know that chinch bugs like it dry and compacted.
Yeah, and I don't think chinch bugs is the ongoing problem. I think it's been several things. Chinch bugs, typically you have them, you treat them, they're not a problem. I'm sorry.
We haven't treated for them at all.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about these little buggers until.
Yeah. Yeah, and that could have been initially what caused it, but it's not like you have them and your grass dies. And then next year, you definitely have them again. It's not – that's typically not how it works.
But it's also not that you have them, you treat them, and you'll never have them again.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would feel better if we could put our eyes on your situation, because I think there's probably a series of things going on, and it would be better than just trying to, you know, treat this symptom. Let's treat the whole thing. So if you could send pictures to – the Facebook or get in touch with Danny, I think we could help you better.
Yeah, because I've added Medina has to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not going to do anything for compaction.
Yeah.
So that's not going to address compaction at all.
Right. But it is a good for the soil.
It's a fertilizer, yeah.
Yeah, it's good for the plants.
The soil treated, so there's nutrients in the soil.
Sure.
And so now I'm kind of to the point where it may be a mold issue, you know, and, you know, combined with a chinch bug issue.
Yeah.
Now, Moss, one of the representatives over at Moss mentioned a liquid organic fertilizer pesticide that is called, I believe it's called Action or Triple Action.
Hmm.
And Have you heard of that before?
Triple Action. I know there's a neem oil that's called Triple Action that you could use for. It's pyrethrin and neem. But I mean, I feel like we need to get you on some kind of a more holistic approach.
A plan that is based on kind of your current situation and not us kind of coming up with an idea and then you doing something a little bit different. I mean, we all have to deal with what we deal with. And a big problem that you face, Steve, just like a lot of Houstonians, is, man, there's so many sources of advice, right? There's so many conflicting pieces of advice. And so I totally like get your problem, right? It's like one group is telling you this, one group that, one group is making this assumption. You know, like compaction is an assumption, right? Not a diagnosis.
And I take it you're in Seabrook area.
No, Clear Lake.
Clear Lake. Well,
yes.
Yeah.
They're the most around here. They're the gurus.
Yes. Yes.
Sure. Well, Steve, why don't you send some pictures? Homeshowgardenpros.com. There's an Ask a Pro button. Click that. Send me some pictures. I'd like to see it. I really appreciate your call. We're actually going to keep talking about compaction and soil problems after we take a quick break. So we're going to keep talking about your subject here.
Yeah, the good news is the crabgrass is under control.
Okay, good.
It's minimal. Didn't have to spray or anything. Once we took that other grass out and took 2 inches of soil out, that seemed to get the seeds out and so forth, and we got that out of there. I'm not concerned about that particular symptom anymore.
Okay, so great.
That's good. Yeah, that's a real.
Yeah, at least there's a positive there.
Yeah.
Look forward to your help.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You're shopping for groceries when you remember you need organic soil for your plants and garden. Since you're at HEB, pick up New Earth's top shelf organic products in either the new grab-and-go 8-quart bags or the 1-cubic-foot bags. Top shelf organics are approved by the Organic Materials Review Institute, the healthy choice for your garden, flowers, trees, and yard. New Earth top shelf organic products at non-organic prices. TopShelfOrganic.com.
First impressions say a lot. A sinking sidewalk or driveway says your home looks tired, unsafe, old. We say, fix it for less than replacement. We're Concrete Raising Corporation, lifting Houston neighbors like you since 1994. Our trained techs know just where to drill and pump traditional grout or advanced foam products to raise sidewalks, driveways, and patios. Level and true, mess-free, finished in hours. What do you say about that? Concrete Raising Corporation. Find us online at crc-houston.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros, a very unique spot here in Houston. We content-driven, fact-filled, thoughtful first response Home Show Garden Pros gardening show. Another one-of-a-kind, really cool space in Houston is Southwest Fertilizer. There's no place quite like Southwest Fertilizer. It's so great. So the owner there, Bob Patterson, loves the shop. He loves helping people get the products they need to get. And it is the place, Southwest Fertilizer, devoted to service, quality, and selection. So at Southwest Fertilizer, you will find great organic solutions, including MicroLife, a bunch of other great products all over the place. They have a great soil selection too. So to me, that's part of the organic solutions package is excellent compost, and they have the whole run of compost in the Houston area. They also have a bunch of synthetic solutions. They have their own Southwest Premium Gold Slow Release Lawn Food. Their tool wall is awesome. So loppers, pruners, clippers, shovels, hose, all that stuff. Tools you need to enjoy gardening. A bunch of cool watering tools too. So if you want to up your watering game, Southwest Fertilizer is the jam. And they also have Victor Pet Foods, a high quality pet food kind of line that they carry, good for your dog. But the best part, you know, they have all that stuff, a bunch of other stuff too that I'm not mentioning. But the best part is their friendly team. They really know what they're doing. They know about outdoor activities like gardening and birding and pet care and lawn care. And they're happy to help you solve your problem. So head in there, see Bob. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll help you find it. It's worth a visit. It's right there in Houston. Bissonnette at Renwick Street, so 5828 Bissonnette Street. Check out their website, southwestfertilizer.com.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sherry Harris with Danny Milliken.
Hey.
And we'd like for you to call with all your lawn and garden questions at 713-572-4610.
That's right. You'd be like Cliff. Cliff, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you. I've got a question. When I was a young kid, I used to have terrariums. Mm-hmm. But now I've got this big aquarium. It's pretty huge. Mm-hmm. And I was just going to throw it away, but I'm thinking about turning it into a terrarium.
Oh,
what
yeah.
would you recommend to put in a terrarium? I really don't know that.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, you can find so much information online about it, but if you want to grow the plants in there, do you want to do more like air plants? Because you have lots of options. Do you want to grow,
yep.
like, in soil?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so I know at Plants for All Seasons, we have, like, smaller, low-light terrarium-type plants. We have a whole section of them. Different ferns that you could grow, different, more tropical kind of anthurium, all kinds of different little little plants. And then we even have like little pieces of driftwood that you could put in there and attach some air plants to it. So, I mean, you really could go crazy and have fun with it.
So how much light do you need?
I would say a bright room with not direct sunlight.
If you want to grow these low light
plants.
Yeah,
the low light plants.
Yeah.
And it would be hard to do a full sun terrarium inside the house. I mean, because most of our windows don't get direct full blaring.
Yeah, and the lighting you'd want for that can't be right on top of the terrarium. It would have to be considerably higher.
Yeah. So there's a number of plants you could do. Now, you could do succulents if you wanted to do succulents in your terrarium with a brighter sun situation.
Okay.
So it really depends on where you're going to put it, what your lighting is, and then we can determine what plants.
Yeah, you're kind of at a choose-your-own-adventure sort of moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Find the perfect spot.
Are you going to have any animals in there, Cliff?
I only have 7 acres, so I can put it in a lot of places, you know.
Wow. How awesome.
Yeah,
very
no
cool.
doubt. That is really cool. Well, have fun.
It ain't awesome if you got to cut it, you know. I got two tractors and a zero turn, but...
Well, that sounds heavenly to me. Sitting on a mower all day.
Unless you got to take care of it.
Right.
No doubt. Hey, okay. Cliff, thanks for the call, man.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
It's got the adventure of a terrarium in front of him. How fun.
Options are endless.
They are endless on the option front. Well, we're Home Show Garden Pros. Sherry Hara here with me, Danny Milliken, trying to answer your gardening questions. 713-572-4610.
Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Katie's Full Service Nursery.
Warren Southern Gardens will get you growing because our roots run deep.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros. Ooh.
I'm Sherry Hara with Danny Milliken on Sports Radio 610. If you have a problem with something that you're growing, whether it's grass, tomatoes, flowers, terrariums.
Oh, nice.
Whatever you like. Give us a call. We can talk about it. 713-572-4610.
Great job, Sherry. I sneezed mid-welcome, and man, she was on there. You guys were there.
I got your back, buddy.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. We were talking to Steve, and then Sherry and I were talking about Steve, and just how when you have a problem like that, it really is great to get eyes on it. You know, be able to see the space, maybe even do some soil testing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Steve had to do all his recoveries on his own.
Right. It's like the doctor, you know, right. diagnosing a patient over the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're diagnosing a lawn over the phone best we can right. with a description, right? So it's best to see the patient.
Like WebMD, I like punch in all my symptoms and then WebMD's like churns out the answer, oh, you're a dog. You know, yeah. it's like, oh, well, I know I'm not a dog. So
it's great. And, you know, we can't be in everybody's yard, but we can work through pictures.
Well, that's where pictures or even videos are so great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
But I am a big believer in that if you have a series of problems in one area.
Mm-hmm. Bless you. He's about to sneeze again.
I'm just a big believer that you probably have one problem
mm-hmm.
that everything else is spinning off of.
Right, right.
So that's why it's so easy to go to compaction is because that creates so many problems. I mean, from dry spots to wet spots, like it creates both of those problems.
Absolutely.
So, Steve, if you're out there, glad you called in. Definitely send us some pictures. We want to make sure you get to the bottom of your issue.
Absolutely.
And get that healthy space growing.
Yep.
So Sharon and I recently had the great opportunity to listen to a speaker. Anita was mm-hmm. there. We talked about it last
yeah.
hour a little bit. Doug Talamay about building natural networks kind of from natural state park to state park to state park, but through residential areas.
Right.
And, you were there. But one thing he talked about was this kind of ratio of what he called was a native plant. Wasn't really exactly like a native plant. It was a plant that caterpillars and
right.
birds could eat.
A host plant for something.
For something. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a really interesting topic. But the idea that a native plant is just a food plant mm-hmm. really opens up the variety of plants that are native plants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was walking – so he had this ratio that we need 70% native plants and 30% non-native,
right.
non-food plants. But I was walking through a bunch of neighborhoods around my house, around a friend's house, and they were probably like 65 – 55,
already.
70. Yeah, already.
Yes.
They are – a lot of their shrubs were shrubs that have – food, food mm-hmm. eaters eat it, and almost all the trees that we see in Houston are that way. So I was pretty encouraged.
Yeah, yeah, and I was amazed. I went home and kind of assessed my landscape, and
yeah,
I'm surprised. I didn't really realize I had things that would be considered native.
Right, right.
And they are, and it makes a big difference because I can tell you the nesting birds in my yard. I thought, oh, I've just like hit this beneficial insect threshold
sure.
to where I don't have to spray insecticides anymore. But I had all these nesting birds, which eat tons of insects.
Right. They were your own.
Therefore, no spraying is occurring in my yard. It's amazing.
Because your space was part of a food web. Everything stayed yes. in balance.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
When our spaces get out of balance, we're not part of that food web. We don't have any of that protection.
Right. Right.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Man. See, you're living the life already.
All right.
Yeah, me too. I did a survey of my house, and one thing he talked about was reducing the size of our lawns.
Mm-hmm.
And I have dogs and kids, and we play soccer in the backyard
yeah.
pretty often, and the dogs love playing chase back there. And so I'm using the space.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad about it at all. But a lot of times we get people who are really struggling growing grass under a tree,
mm-hmm.
or like have a bad chink bug problems up by the street.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe those are places that are ideal for replacing the grass.
Mm-hmm,
if
mm-hmm.
it's already struggling there.
Yeah. And a lot of people just get this idea that a lawn is less maintenance than beds.
As they spend 6 hours a week. Yeah.
Mowing
maintaining
and watering and yeah. fertilizing and paying people to do all of it for them. Yeah. It's actually, we need to work on that.
Absolutely. So it's kind of a goal of ours, a mission of ours to help Houston be a more naturally connected city, plant by plant. But I was just so encouraged seeing mm-hmm. people's lawns and seeing people's yards and realizing that we're really pretty darn close.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
like we're this far cry of a urban disaster.
Absolutely.
So, this is Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. Terry, you are next up. We're going to get to you right after we hear from some of our folks.
Settlers, farmers, and gardeners. For over a century, they've depended on Wabash feed and grain for essentials. It's a place out of time. Farm critters, healthy plants, rescued pets, even handmade decor. There has been one recent change. Wabash moved. Not far, up Shepherd, just north of 610. We're still filled with healthful supplies and good advice for today's urban gardener. Yes, we're different, and that's good. Come explore a little bit of country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
Heads up, Augustine. Here comes our gardener.
Gee, Blossom, I'm thirsty for Microlife juice. It'll help me grow big and strong in no time. Remember Lily last summer?
Never seen her more alive.
I can feel the microbes tingling in my leaves and roots already.
Prepare your plants and yard for summer. Add MicroLife liquids to instantly reduce summer heat stress while providing the highest nutrition possible. Grab MicroLife liquids at your neighborhood garden center. MicroLife, making life better. MicroLifeFertilizers.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry and I were just talking about Steve's question about all these complicated advice that can be given, but a good quality advice. And if somebody really refutes this, it's my belief that they're not right, is that good soil means good roots. Good roots mean a good plant. And if you can encourage your plant's roots to thrive, you really will lose a lot of the pest problems, a lot of the health disease issues, all will go away. And so quality soils are the way to do that. The fastest, best way, in my opinion, to improve our soil is by adding excellent compost to a space. And Nature's Way Resources makes excellent compost. So they're making compost locally. So you're getting all of our local kind of fauna in there. The bacteria and protozoa that live in that compost is the good stuff. And so you build a bed out of this stuff and you're starting strong. You're pretty much setting yourself for long-term success. You can follow back in a lawn area, a bed, around a tree with compost as a top dressing or a mulch, and really can kind of kick your plants into a new gear by encouraging their roots to thrive. Their products are made with natural organic elements, so everything is safe for children and pets and very good for your plants, your trees, and your grass. There's going to be a few products out there that are going to be good for your grass and good for your trees. So this is one of them, Nature's Way Resources. Their leaf mold compost is celebrated nationally as one of the best composts in the nation, and we have it right here in Houston. They also have a plant nursery, doing a good job up there. They deliver their product in bulk. You can buy bags at almost all of our Garden Pro Co-op locations. Really cool stuff. So they have a very long line of products, too. If you're looking to check out how maybe to use their awesome compost in your space and you're thinking one of their product lines might be the way to go, check them out. Go to their website. Good information, naturewayresources.com.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sherry Hara with Danny Milliken, and we'd like you to call us with your gardening questions. Give us a call at 713-572-4610.
That's right. Terry, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Always enjoy your show. I've got a little bit of an update. I called a week or two ago because I had some ants planted in my ant bed in one of my fruit trees.
Yeah.
And I was informed about the molasses and stuff, and I did that, and it worked great.
Okay.
And then my sister introduced me some stuff, and I don't know the name of it, but I looked online. It's called DE. Okay. Can you explain the benefit? She says it's just benefits for everything.
Well, crawling insects. So it's diatomaceous earth. Okay, so okay. That's a silica-based?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's old aquatic insects, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
They're shells.
Yeah, and so anything with an exoskeleton that crawls on it, it will basically, some people say it cuts them up like little razor blades, but from what I understand, it dehydrates them. So snails and slugs go over it, it dehydrates them. Ants crawl over it, it dehydrates them through their cuticle. And maybe that's not the mode of action.
It's a natural thing, is it not?
It is. It is a natural thing. I find it effective immediately. So the insects will start struggling immediately. There's no long-term effects to it.
Right.
But the downfall to it is you have to apply it so often, and it can be messy. So if you're trying to do a large area, it's dusty, right? And if we have a heavy dew, it basically voids it out. So just knowing that if you use it when you need it and know that it's not going to be a long-term control for it, it's a great product.
Okay, well, because I was listening to the gentleman about the chinch bugs and stuff, and I didn't know if all that applied to that as well, what all bugs.
I've had people that put it in a spreader and put it out all over a whole yard, but it is very dusty and it's very short-lived.
I see.
So, yes, it will work on chinch bugs.
So. I'll say this about it.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. Mm-hmm. I'm generally in the protect most insects mode.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so some of the broad-based stuff, I would be resident. I want to find a solution for this one problem and not...
Right, be targeted towards your pest.
Right.
So if you want to kill an ant, kill an ant. Because what you don't realize when you're putting insecticides out all over the whole yard, you're killing spiders that, you know, you ever see little spiders in your grass? They're eating sod webworms.
All that
I mean,
stuff. Yeah.
there's this huge food web that's occurring, and when you put, even if it's an organic insecticide, it's an insecticide.
Yeah.
Even if it's an essential oil, a lot of people are like, well, I put essential oils to control insects on my milkweed. Well, it's an insecticide, and a butterfly is an insect.
Right.
So it's a safe organic for us,
right?
It's still an insecticide. So that's why I like to be targeted.
Think of it, I mean, kind of what you're saying as a way to phrase it is, you have this cycle,
mm-hmm.
and it's a successful cycle.
Yeah.
Things eating other things, life systems coming and going. But we apply things because we have a perceived problem, and we disrupt the cycle.
Right.
And if we don't do anything to get that cycle back, it stays disrupted. We can make actions that can completely destroy the cycle too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But our ideal scenario is maintaining the cycle because it's protecting
the cycle and the balance.
Yes, exactly.
You know, nature is a balancing act, and sometimes it gets out of whack.
Sure.
And yeah, we have ant mounds and we need to treat them, and that's understandable. Or we have too many wasp nests, we can't enjoy our yard.
Right.
Or the mosquitoes are going crazy. Yes, we need to put things in balance occasionally.
Yeah, it's just good for us to be aware.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, great wisdom over here to my right, Jerry Hera. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. We are answering gardening questions, having a nice time doing it. Me and Sherry, what up? Larry, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, sir. I've been up in this house now for 3 years, and this year in my lawn, I got a grass that come up, and it hadn't been there for the last 2 years, and I checked with them around with people, and they call it a Dallas grass. And how do I get rid of that?
Well, I think we need to figure out why it's. Do you have St. Augustine?
Well, it's a different kind of grass. I live up here in Centerville, and I can't tell you really what kind of grass is out in that yard, but this particular grass hadn't been there for the last, you know, 2 summers.
So, but the space is, Larry, the space is mowed? Like, it's an area that you're mowing?
Yes, sir.
And so, how often do you mow it?
At least once a week, especially since all the rain we've been getting.
So, my understanding of kind of the way the Dallas grass works is it's a classic weed, a lot of seeds, very, very few roots. And so anything like that's going to pop in and be there for a flush. And if you can improve soil depth, you can encourage most sod grasses like Bermuda and St. Augustine to pretty quickly dominate it. And so your first step would be humates or compost and then keeping it mowed, not letting it really get that big. Because what it happens when it takes over is it gets big and it shades out other grasses.
Right. I mean, it's hard as nails to, you know, when you mow it. You got to mow it slow because it's just like, it reminds me of bahia grass.
It's a relative, actually. Both are paspalum in that category with vasey grass and some other grazing grasses that are out there. And the whole point of it is to spread its seed. So you want to improve your soil. Centerville, I mean, it's, you know, all you got to do is get a couple compost bags, get over the space where you're having a problem, and that Bermuda will, or whatever lawn you've got. Now, if you've just got a bunch of different grasses in a space and you're not too worried about one taking over or not, I would just keep mowing it. It's not a terribly resilient grass. It grows from seed very quickly, and that's its main strength.
But what confuses me is how come it hasn't been there for the last two summers.
Yeah, I mean, some seed blew in, or you know, somebody walked in a patch where it existed and then walked in your lawn. I mean, there's a lot of ways that light seeds can travel like that.
Yeah, because it's just not. I mean, everybody's got it up here now, like my neighbors, and you know, we've never had it before, and then all of a sudden we mow. Our yards are pretty good size yards. They're like a quarter of an acre to a half acre as far as mowing area.
Sure.
And it's everywhere now.
Yeah.
It hadn't been here before.
Well, I mean, the overall arcing, traveling nature of seeds is an interesting topic always. But if you want to send a picture of that plant, it may not be Dallas grass. It may be something else. It's kind of a spreading style grass. But shoot us a picture, homeshowgardenpros.com. There's an Ask a Pro button. Click on that. But the best advice I've got for those weed type grasses are to improve your soil. So it's the best thing you can do.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Oh, appreciate you, Larry.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. 713-572-4610. Sherry Hara here. Answering your gardening questions. Also, you know, we did tomatoes on, you know, hotter than a pepper sprout.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But let's do, what are some other vegetables that people could be growing now in their gardens?
So it's time around July 4th. We put our pumpkins in.
Oh, nice.
And some of your winter squash.
So American pumpkins.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so go ahead and get those in. And I do those from seed right in the garden. Mm. You could do transplants if you just wanted to do transplants, so go to the nursery and buy a transplant. Or you can just buy a package of seeds.
Sure.
Put them right in the ground, right where you want them to go.
Gotcha.
That's a big deal because, you know, you want to have pumpkins to carve.
Absolutely. And eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love eating pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
I love the squashes. To me, they're a very underrated vegetable. And a lot of people have problems with, like, the squash borer.
Yeah, the vine borer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have any kind of solutions that you've known to be successful with that?
Well, and I talked to Bob Randall years ago with Urban Harvest, and
yeah.
I said, hey, you know, what do you do for these? Because there's all kinds of advice that you can get for dealing with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he said, plant more than you think you would ever need, and the bugs won't find every vine.
Sure.
And so I tried that out, and it is true.
Oh, well.
Like, instead of planting a group of five, I'll plant a group of 10.
And sure, right.
As they start showing the signs of the decline, I'll rip those out, and then I'm usually left with the perfect amount, probably about three.
So, yeah, the vine borers are trying to help you
mm-hmm.
get to the perfect amount.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're just not good at counting, so they're always trying to help. Yeah. Well, that's a great thought, really.
What do you do for them?
I have found that if I can cover
mm-hmm.
where they've gotten into the stem, that stops them, and I'll get new roots, and mm-hmm. the vine will be totally fine.
So you just, like, layer soil on
yeah,
top of the stem once they get in.
Dump a bag of decent compost on top of
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Or not a whole bag, maybe a half bag or whatever, but that's worked pretty well for me.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. And, you know, Bob gave me the stamp approval on that method. So
yes.
Felt pretty good. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, here with Sherry Hara. We're talking all things gardening. Ken, I see you. You're next on the board, and we will definitely get to you just in a few moments.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop, and we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip.
southwestfertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants, and this week at the nursery, we're highlighting shade plants, plants for shade, plants that do well in low light conditions. A lot of us have trees on the property that give us shade, and that's great, but it's hard to find color for that shade. We've got the solutions for you. A lot of stuff in stock right now geared towards that need that you have. The best thing you can do right now in the summer heat is maintenance. We're talking about mulching beds. If your lawn is struggling a little, the best thing you can do right now is compost top dressing. You don't really want to fertilize in the heat of the summer, so compost would be an excellent thing to put down. Mulch on the beds. Keep an eye on our events page at buchanansplants.com for upcoming events. We've got a lot of cool things in the works, so keep an eye on that. Have a great 4th of July, and now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks, Zach. And this is Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons sitting next to Danny Milliken here on Sports Radio 610. Don't wait. Give us a call at 713-572-4610. We're here to help you be better gardeners. And now we have Ken. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good today. Two questions for you. One is, about 2 years ago, I planted a couple of little gem magnolia trees out of my yard.
Uh-huh.
And they're starting to take off and look pretty good now. Question is about shaping them or cutting them or trimming them back, I guess, to get more in that tree form, because they were, you know, pretty compact when I put them in.
Yeah.
When's the right time to start taking the bottom branches off of this to get it to grow taller?
I like to do my heavy pruning, and I don't know if Danny will agree with me, but I like to do more of my heavy pruning on our evergreen trees more towards the fall, towards the slow growth time. What do you say, Danny?
Okay.
To me, it's like just got to cool down, and any time it's cool is great. So
yeah.
Fall even through kind of
And I say
mid-March.
Fall, that's September, October,
right.
November.
Yeah.
I mean, you can really even cut them.
We don't get fall in Houston. Right?
I know, right? December. So, I mean, if it was a matter of I have the time to do it in the spring, great, go do it. But I do my heavy, heavy pruning on my oak trees and on my other evergreen trees like my Japanese blueberry and my magnolia in the fall.
Give me an exact date.
I don't have an exact date.
Oh, come on. Just
but
like,
once the temperatures start coming down, typically the middle of October is when we do our heavy, heavy pruning.
So October 18th, Ken.
There you go.
Okay. There you go, Danny. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Sherry's answer.
Is there anything special I need to do once I take these limbs down? Do I need to treat the tree itself?
Treat the actual cut?
Yes.
Okay, no. A lot of people have done the pruning paint, but I don't feel like it's necessary. I think sometimes it can hold in too much moisture, and so I don't do pruning paint.
It is imperative that you cut. That all these cuts happen at the not incorrect angle.
Right.
So there's one bad angle, kind of horizontal to the ground, you know, parallel with the ground, that's going to be a problem. And if you make those cuts, you do want to do something with them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do any other angle where water can slough off the cut, no, you don't know. You don't need to do anything.
Yeah, so, you just want it to make sure it dries. And
right.
Yeah.
So go, try to cut them as perpendicular as you can to the ground. When you have that opportunity.
Okay. Other question I got for you, you talked a lot about composting out there in a yard. What's the coverage rate that you should be using on something like that?
Coverage rate? Well, I do it about a fourth of an inch thick on the low end. I mean, you can go up to an inch thick if you wanted to in certain areas if you're really in remediation mode, but I would say about a fourth of an inch thick. Throughout the yard if you're just doing a general top dressing.
And, and I just want to always remind people that if you're doing it yourself, Ken, you're not going to get it very kind of everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Uniform.
Uniform, yes. Thank you, Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, don't beat yourself up if you've got one quarter-inch pile and one area where it's only 1/16 of an inch. The microbes spread.
The name of the game is not coverage rate. It's just do it.
Yeah, get it out.
Just get it out there. The microbes will start, you know, dispersing.
No big piles.
So just
put it everywhere.
Just broadcast it out across the yard out there and just kind of rake it in?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And I even throw it out the wheelbarrow. I toss it. I don't.
Yeah, chicken feed it. But if you have like a real problematic area, then do a good coverage on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm just looking to be able to get my yard a little. I've got a thick yard right now, but I'd like to, you know, fertilize it a little bit. And I don't want to put any fertilizer to make it grow real fast right now.
That's perfect.
Yeah, Humates Plus is always a great option for that stuff, too, because it really pushes root growth and health versus, you know, leaf growth.
Okay. Well, I appreciate y'all's help.
Appreciate
awesome. Thank you.
This has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.